On the first day of the week, after sundown, at the end of the Passover festival, a few of the followers of Jesus and some disciples were gathered in a secret place. It was risky and dangerous to be out and about. Their beloved Jesus had been assaulted at night during this civic and religious Passover holiday, accosted by the military, tried by an angry mob, judged guilty by a crowd of hoodlums, brutally tortured, and publicly executed with two common criminals. Now, the mob out in the street might be looking for Jesus' accomplices. One of the disciples had already taken his own life. For all the risks, it was risky and dangerous both day and night. And then, to add to their terror, word was out that Jesus had been seen and heard alive in the cemetery garden. Three of their group of disciples, three women, throwing caution to the wind, had given at sunrise on the first day of the week to perform the burial customs that was honored by their religious community. When they got there, they found the tomb open. The body was gone. And they reported hearing angels sending them back to the disciples with this astonishing good news. He is risen. Go, tell it. Shout it out to all creation in the heavens and the earth, and start within your own self. Begin within your own heart. There is a good new life now and forever. That is the way God made it in the very beginning. And in Jesus, it has now been made anew. Well, all that happened on the first day after the Sabbath rest. On the first day of the new creation, all that God did in Jesus was simply overwhelming, scary, risky, dangerous. The disciples had no idea it would ever be this way. They had all just taken off. One had committed suicide. One had denied having had anything to do with Jesus at all. All of them had abandoned Jesus, except for three women and the one man who had loved Jesus most of all. In the evening of the first day of the new creation, most of the disciples were huddled away secretly, afraid of the violence and the brutality and the deaths that they had experienced. The door to the street outside was locked and bolted from the inside. But look, listen, Jesus was right there. Jesus said the first word of the new creation, peace. And it was so. In the beginning, on the first day of creation, God moved over that formless void of movement like an invisible breath. And God said the first word of that creation, let there be light. And it was so. On the first day of the new creation, Jesus breathed on them once again God's invisible breath. And Jesus said the word, peace. And it was so. On that evening of the new creation, however, Thomas stayed home. He didn't want to be associated with that crazy, scared bunch of disciples of Jesus. But during the week that followed, they told Thomas what he had missed by staying home. Thomas brushed them off. He told them he would believe Jesus was fully alive only after he had seen Jesus flinch when Thomas put his finger in Jesus' crushed hands and torn open ribcage. But on the next Sabbath, at the secret meeting, Thomas didn't stay home. He was right there with all the rest. And Jesus was there too. Jesus spoke straight to Thomas. "Put your finger into the wounds of my broken hands, your fist into my torn open side, and believe with all your heart and soul and mind." Well, Jesus said something like that. And Thomas threw himself down at Jesus' feet. "My Lord and my God." Well, this gospel story is told every Sunday on the week after the Easter celebration because it has resonated on the ears of everyone in the Christian community ever since. We have been and always will be a humanity that runs and hides when things get scary, when life is risky and dangerous out there, when everything seems to be breaking down and the troubles are overwhelming. We either, figuratively or literally, go into our own room alone and lock the door from the inside. The self-abuse in that isolation, either figuratively or literally, is terrifying and brutal. But in our loneliness and in our anxiety, if and when we manage to look and to listen, Jesus is there. He speaks. And there is a new creation for us, peace. And with that empowerment, we can take our first step toward that locked door, turn the key, and begin our walk into a new creation without any doubt or disbelief. I know. I've been there and have made that walk. Today, the Christian community all across the face of God's creation is invited by this gospel to come out of all those safe and secret places in which the Christian community is hiding. It is asked to see Jesus right there in its midst and to listen to Jesus speak the words of that new creation. The breath of God is empowering God's people to unlock the door to a broken and troubled world out there, and to go. In the risen Christ, there is a new creation. Peace be with you. Amen.